All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. You all know our next guest. He is the original insult comedian, truly one of a kind, a man who is a template and an archetype for generations of comedians to follow. Over 100 Tonight Show appearances, of course, the Dean Martin Show, 24 films. He's going to be at Chinook Winds Casino next Friday and Saturday, the 9th and the 10th. You want to find out more, you can go to rickemerson.com. Let us welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show, the one, the only, the legendary, Don Rickles. Don, how are you?
Well, thank you for that introduction. You could make it longer. I could have hung up.
I'm trying to get on your good side early on.
Oh, that was
Don.
Very nice. I appreciate it.
Thank you. So,
you know, it's funny, Rick. This is my first time in Oregon. All the years I've worked all around the country, I've never, to my recollection, I've never worked in Oregon, so I'm looking forward to it.
So this is next Friday and Saturday. From the day we announced this, we have people calling about this because, I mean, you're the guy who set the standard for the comedian that isn't necessarily going to be nice to people. There was this time when you went to see a comedian, you went to see a comic, and it was very clean, very milquetoast, very vanilla. And did you have a day where you woke up and you're like, screw that, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to, you know, people walk in and nothing's safe.
Well, actually, to make a long story short, after 55 years, it started in joints that I worked in. Those days were called striptease places, and which today is mild compared to the standards. But I used to do impressions like I made another comedian, and I started talking to the audience and talking to my surroundings. And I must say that I got this title, insult comedian, which is not really the case. I've lived with it. It's really exaggeration, and I'm never mean-spirited and just making fun of myself, life around us, and everybody that's in sight that I find, you know. But the show is not based, there's a beginning, middle, and an ending, but it's not based strictly on, you know, ripping up at people. When I first started, it was pretty much like that. But it's entirely different today, but it has, as I say to young people, I am certainly different, as you can see when I perform. It's a different style than anybody else has, that's for sure.
Do you find that you get, when you do these shows, that you have different generations come see? Because the people I know that are my age, and I'm 33, everybody knows the name.
What's happened is, Rick, yeah, like your age and younger, both parents have seen me, and then it gets around and say, go see Rickles. Now, in Las Vegas, my audience is all around your age, and I certainly have older folks, too. But there's a great deal of your age group that come and see me, which I'm very flattered about, and I love to see when they do come. Because it's not per se jokes. It's the show changes every night about 10%, and it's about things around us, you know what I'm saying?
You really made your name early on as you one of those guys that Frank Sinatra would come to see you, of course, and Frank Sinatra would, and that was in the time when nobody said anything even remotely insulting to Frank Sinatra.
Right. Well, again, as I say, I made fun of Frank, and he became a great friend and a great laugh, and I miss him. He was terrific with me, and Johnny Carson was also. We had great times when I did the Tonight Show with him, because he would throw away the notes and we would just talk and. It became an event.
Well, Carson, I just actually found this a couple weeks ago. There's a, I was in a record store, and I found on vinyl a record that came out in the 70s or so, and I'm going to be playing some of these cuts next week as we kind of lead up to your show, and it was a vinyl two-record Best of Carson collection. And it was just a bunch of clips from the Tonight Show, from some of the anniversary shows. And you listen to it, and it was just a who's who of not just the comedy at the time, but everybody at the time. You're on there. And, of course, Dean Martin is on there. Tony Bennett is on there. And, I mean, how does it feel to be the guy, though, that people look now, that people look at you as the guy that set the standard? I mean, do you...
Well, it's... I hope to live forever, which is not going to happen. But what happens is that... I've received young people, which I'm very flattered about, have given me a great deal of, shall I use the word respect, but they've treated me with a lot of dignity, because when I started out doing this, it was a rough road, because, as I say, being different was very difficult in my beginnings, but thank goodness it got me to Oregon.
And you've done the course along the way. You did the television series, the same about Tonight Show, over 100 times. You did. People may not know this. You were in Casino, the Martin Scorsese film.
Yeah, well, that was the one where I carried Robert De Niro. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did one last year with a wonderful actor, Bill Macy, for TNT. It was called Wolf Cap, and I enjoyed doing that. So when acting opportunities come along, even to this day, I'm open for it. And right now, my son and John Landis, a fine director, they're working on a project now about me, and I'm very excited about it.
Is this a thing that you're just going to do until the very end? You were going to wake up every single day, you're going to go out there, and you're just going to work all the way through? You ever reach a point where you're just like, I'm just going to sit home and golf?
Well, not really, because as long as I have my health and as long as people show up to see me, I'll be there. When the day comes that the door closes, certainly it'll end. But right now, I enjoy doing it, and I look forward to each engagement.
You go out there, so Chinook Winds Casino is a great place, and this is happening, by the way, next Friday and Saturday, Don Rickles, Chinook Winds Casino. You can find the ticket information at rickemerson.com. Would you go to do a show at a place like this? I mean, do you go out, do you gamble, you eat, you use all the, you know, or do you just go in, you do the show, and then you just kind of, you know, you just kind of call it a night, or are you out there at the craps table?
Well, believe it or not, Rick, in 55 years, they told me when I first started in Vegas some 40-some-odd years ago, they said, listen, if you don't gamble, you're not going to hold your job. And it sounds kind of nuts, but to this day, I'm not a card player. I've never gambled, though I kid it around once in a while by a slot machine. In fact, I did a movie with David Jansen, rest his soul, and the director, what's his name? He said, Don, I'm supposed to be a crooked dealer. And they asked me to do cards, deal the cards. And I had to double my hands. My hands were dancing all over the place. So I'm not a card player, and I never gambled, believe it or not.
So talk about the gambling in Vegas. I mean, you are a guy, and you must get asked about this all the time. It probably bugs you to a certain point. But you were there for what everybody my age kind of calls the Rat Pack era now. You know, and there's I don't know, did you see the new Ocean's 11, the George Clooney Ocean's 11?
Not the new one that they're doing now, but I saw the other ones, yeah.
And what was it like to be there kind of in that era where there was just the whole focus of the world was on Vegas and Frank and Dean and you guys and all of you just there kind of just, did it feel at the time, did you know that you were at the center of this huge thing that people would talk about forever?
Well, yeah, it was kind of exciting because we, at 5 o'clock, I was fortunate to be part of the group that, we all met in the steam room, and Frank and Dean and Joey Bishop and Sammy Davis and Vic Damone and anybody that was really working in town. And we all had special bathrobes, which I'm writing in a book, which will come out and tell the whole story. But we had great times in the steam room, and I felt that you were part of the elite in the Sands. And it was great fun. Each night we met before we went on the stage, and we had to... We had good times.
Do you feel like there's anybody around kind of now that is carrying on that standard? Is there anybody that does anything that you look at and you go, hey, that's original, that's great, I respect that? Or do you feel that's just kind of a bygone era?
Well, I think it's an era that's in the past, unless I've heard of something. But I really haven't heard of anything like that, the Rat Pack kind of days. It doesn't seem to exist anymore.
All right, so coming up next Friday and Saturday, Don Rickles, the Chinook Winds Casino. And you say you got a book coming out, too. Is that going to be sometime in the near future?
Well, in the next year, yeah, it'll come out. And I'm very proud of it because I write with a fellow called David Ritz, who wrote many books, but it's really all my style, my tempo and my thoughts, and it's my book, and I'm writing it.
And you have, is this a documentary or a movie about you? What is this movie that they're working on right now?
Well, that's going to be a DVD, and then maybe to the film festival. It can go either way. It could be a motion picture or a DVD set. But at this point, they're still putting it together, and I'll know more about it when we're finished. It'll tell pretty much, again, my life. And with some great stories.
So a couple other brief questions here. Right? Working in radio, you meet a lot of guys who they want to be on stage somehow. They want to be comedians. They want to do something like that. But they either don't know how to start or they don't know what kind of challenges they're going to face. There's somebody out there right now. They're listening to them. They want to get into comedy. They want to be on stage. They want to make people laugh. I mean, what do you say to, you must get asked that a million times a day. What advice do you have for a guy who's
up? Get a good day job and forget about it.
Get an agent that will swindle
you. There's no real answer to it. Right now they have a better chance than in my day. They have these comedy clubs, you know, so I'm sure they have up in Oregon. And you got to work out some sort of routine and, have confidence in yourself and get a guy, a manager of a comedy club, to let you go on stage and do 10, 15 minutes and see how you do, and then go from there. And then if you're lucky, oh, you got to have a lot of luck and certainly talent, but a lot of luck, because it's very competitive. And I don't want to discourage any young person, but they got to know that they really got to love it and believe in it, because it doesn't happen overnight.
Or just or marry somebody well. Find a rich woman and marry her.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. And then don't be swindled by a manager. That's probably the other thing.
Yeah.
We're talking to Don Rickles. Final thoughts. We get ready. People can go to my website. They can find out about the Chinook Wind Show, which is happening next Friday and Saturday. For somebody like my producer, Sarah, who is 25 and just came up in an era where maybe she didn't hear a lot about your school of comedy and kind of where you came from, what you do. Somebody's never been to a Don Rickles show. What should somebody, what are you going to tell those people? What are they going to see when they come out there and they watch you perform?
Well, hopefully they're going to have a good time, a lot of laughs. As I said, it's something different than if you want to have a good time and see something completely different, I would suggest you come and see me. And all I can say is hopefully you'll agree with me.
We have somebody, by the way, I got an email question. Somebody wants to know what your preferred cocktail is. What is, they want to know what Don Rickles unwinds with.
Well, I live on vodka on the rocks, pretty much nothing fancy. That's about it.
Fantastic. That goes over well with our audience. And you... And just, I swear, this is the final question, and I'll let you know you're a busy guy, but you had a famous incident where you didn't break Carson's desk, but there was that thing that he kept his cigarettes in, right?
Right.
And you broke it, or you cracked it or something, and didn't Carson actually come get a camera and a microphone and track you down live and find you about that?
Yeah, well, I was next door. I was doing, by accident, it was all in fun, I actually broke his cigarette box, and he said, "Rickles broke my cigarette box." Well, what the hell is that? This is on the air, and Peter LaSalle, the producer, said, "Well, I don't know, Johnny." He said, "Well, where is he?" Well, he says, "It happens. He's next door." And in those days, I was doing a thing called CPO Sharky, a television series.
Absolutely.
And he came with the cameras and everything, and walked right in during the middle of a scene, and said, "You broke my cigarette box." And we went from there. We had a great time, and everybody fell down laughing.
Fantastic. Well, Don Rickles, I'm going to be there next Saturday. We're telling everybody to get their tickets.
Will you be there, Eric?
I will. Tim, my news guy, I will be there as well. I'm getting my wife to go with me.
Well, come back and say hello.
See, then I could die happy. I can check that off the list of things to do, Don.
Please come back and say hello.
I absolutely will. I will definitely do that.
And I appreciate your keeping my... Don Rickles' story alive about coming to Oregon.
Oh, no, absolutely. Not to blow sunshine, but a couple weeks ago when I was talking to the marketing woman, and she said, "Hey, would you like to have an interview with Don Rickles?" And my producer, Sarah, can tell you that my eyes immediately lit up because...
He's been excited for weeks.
And growing up as, and I'm not a comedian, but I'm on a radio show, and I try to be funny and stuff, and your shadow looms so large over other generations. It really is an honor.
Well, you're a real sweet guy, Eric, and when I come up, I'll give you a cookie.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Don Rickles, thank you, Don.
Thank you, and good luck, and I look forward to meeting you.
All right, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott, if you want to talk to, there you go. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Don Rickles.